Chapter 9. Jesse's hangover was relentless on Monday morning. He sat behind his desk, sipping bottled water and trying to concentrate on Peter Perkins. "We spent 2 days going over that guy's apartment," Perkins said. "We didn't even find anything embarrassing." "And him a stockbroker," Jesse said. "So, what do you know?" Perkins looked down at his notebook. "Kenneth Isley, age 37, divorced, no children, works for Hollingsworth and Whitney in Boston. Parents live in Amherst. They've been notified." "You do that?" "Molly," Peter Perkins said. "God bless her," Jesse said. "Coroner's through with him," Perkins said. "Parents are coming tomorrow to claim the body. Do you want to talk to them?" "You do it," Jesse said. "You pulling rank on me?" Perkins said. "You bet," Jesse said. "How about the ex-wife?" "She lives in Paradise," Perkins said, "on Plumtree Road. Probably kept the house when they split." "Seen her yet?" "No, hasn't returned our calls." "I'll go over," Jesse said. "Swell," Perkins said. "I got to question the grieving parents. You talk to the ex-wife, who's probably delighted." "Not if she was getting alimony," Jesse said. "That's cynical," Peter Perkins said. "It is," Jesse said. "What's the ME say?" "Nothing special. Shot twice in the chest at close range. 2 different guns. "Two guns?" "Yep, both 22s. "Which one killed him?" "Both. Equally?" "Either shot would have done it. They both got him in the heart. You want all the details about what got penetrated and stuff?" "I'll read the report." "We figure 2 shooters? "Can't see why one guy would shoot someone with 2 guns, Perkins said. "Any way to tell which one shot first?" "Not really. As far as the ME could tell, he entered the victim more or less at the same time." "Both at close range," Jesse said. "Both at close range." "Both in the heart," Jesse said. Perkins nodded. "Gotta be 2 people, he said. "Or 1 person who wants us to think he's 2 people, Jesse said. Perkins shrugged. "Pretty elaborate," Perkins said, "and gives us twice as many murder weapons." Jesse drank more spring water. He didn't say anything. "We got his phone records," Perkins said. "Anthony and Suit are chasing that down." "Debt?" Jesse said. "Not so far. Got 10 grand in his checking account. Got a mutual fund worth a couple hundred thousand. I'm telling you, we got nada." "Somebody killed him, and they had a reason," Jesse said. "Talk to people where he worked?" "No, I was going to ask you. Should I call or go into Boston?" "Go in," Jesse said. "It's harder to brush you off." "You did a lot of this in L.A., Perkins said. "You got any ideas?" "When in doubt," Jesse said, "cherchez la ex-wife." "Wow," Perkins said. "It's great working with a pro."